I would perhaps say that, well, there wasn't a particular trigger. Some people, when they look back in their childhood or they remember a certain experience where they got involved with human rights. In my case, I think it developed from one thing to another. So, for example, I can say that from a very early stage when I was a high school student, I was very much attracted by the idea of European integration. I come from Romania, which is a country that joined more recently, let's say, the club of EU member states. And I was very much attracted to this promise of hope that the European Union brought to countries from the Eastern Bloc. And then, of course, one thing led to another. I was very much involved with the European Parliament throughout the years, and I worked with the Parliament a lot. And also my capacity as a diplomat from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Romania. So I'm, in fact, seconded to the European Parliament. I've recently started my secondment. It's going to be in for the future 2 years. But my job is diplomacy. I work in Romanian diplomacy, and I think diplomacy as a profession is something that is inextricably linked to human connections. It cannot be separated from that. So what I really wanted to do for myself as a diplomat and as a person was to improve this or bring closer this profession to people and have this human touch more present. Because as you may be aware, I mean, we're oftentimes stuck in offices working on papers and on different stories and concepts and scenarios, but you sometimes miss this human connection, which is really important because it gives you an understanding of what you're working for. You know, as a diplomat, you have to promote the interests of people, essentially of citizens. And not only that, but also in the European Parliament as well, as an institution, as a collective body of the European Union. It endeavors to better the lives of people in the EU, and not only, also for people living in countries outside, let's say, of Europe. And of course, one thing led to another, and I got involved with the European Parliament even more. And I am now working in the Human Rights Action Unit. One of the things that we do is the Sakharov Prize for Freedom of Thought. This is what we are perhaps best known for. And it is a flagship initiative of the European Parliament in promoting human rights and defending human rights activists across the globe. In this sense, I think it's for myself, it was always a wonderful place to be because the Sakharov community, meaning the laureates, but also the fellows, some of them are here with us today. They give us inspiring stories. I mean, each and every one of them embodies a certain life story of different struggles for many people on behalf of communities. And I find that truly inspiring. I mean, as a person working for a European institution, but also for a national institution, I find that extremely important, and I draw inspiration from their experiences. And really finding myself here, it's really an opportunity for me, but more of even an honor and a privilege to be surrounded by so many people with so many interesting experiences that speak on behalf of so many people and for so many good causes around the world.